TV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wingo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, President Paul Biya has held talks with former French president and high-profile business lawyer Nicolas Sarkozy ahead of a visit to be made by a delegation of French business persons led by Mr. Sarkozy to Cameroon in the coming days. The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Dion Gute, will today in Yaoundé at the behest of the President of the Republic chair the joint ceremony of the commemoration of the centenary of Cameroonian merit and the inauguration of the Museum of National Honours, plus the closing ceremony of the 8th edition of the International Handicrafts Exhibition of Cameroon, SIAC. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The President, Paul Biya, continues sojourning in Paris, France, to follow up businesses of national interest after taking part in the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. This Tuesday, he received the former French president, Nicolas Sarkozy. Chief Unity Palace correspondent, Ashunyenti, reports.
President Paul Biya's Four Seasons George V Hotel has been transformed temporarily into a presidential office where the head of state has continued to use his stay in Paris to discuss business deals in favor of Cameroon. The guest Paul Biya has received is no immaculate conception. The auspicious signs were there since the 25th of July 2024, when former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was spotted around the presidential hotel. Whatever arrangements were made, it is only on this 30th July that the deal pulled through. Sarkozy is received on arrival by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekumu, a few minutes to 3 p.m., and is installed in a waiting room by the chief of state protocol, Simon-Pierre Bekele. At the appointed time, 3 p.m. local time and 2 p.m. in Cameroon, and in characteristic manner, Paul Biya is already on his feet as the emblematic guest walks in. The 30-minute audience takes place behind closed doors, but the minister, director of the civil cabinet, Samuel Mvondo Ayolo, sits through the discussions. No public declarations are made. An all-smiling Nicolas Sarkozy is later ushered out of the hotel by Ambassador André Magnus Ekumu. It should be recalled that Nicolas Sarkozy was the president of France from May 2007 to May 2012. Since leaving office, Nicolas Sarkozy has become a business lawyer. It is thus in this capacity that Sarkozy will soon lead a French business delegation to Cameroon.
Ashunyenti in that report there. We continue the news with the reading of two press releases from the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister, head of government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the joint ceremony of the commemoration of the centenary of Cameroon merit and the inauguration of the Museum of National Honours, scheduled to take place at the National Museum in Yaoundé today, the 31st of July 2024, from 5 p.m. The Prime Minister, head of government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute, will on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, preside over the official closing ceremony of the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon, SIAC 2024, scheduled to take place at the National Museum in Yaoundé this Wednesday, the 31st of July 2024, from 11 a.m. Both press releases are signed by the Director of Cabinet of the Prime Minister's Office, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. In the meantime, organizers of SIAC 2024 say about 2,500 visitors were received daily at the National Museum. Among them are inhabitants of Yaoundé who say they are impressed with the quality of articles displayed by craftsmen and women to promote Cameroon's rich cultural diversity. Journalism student on internship Jessica Nda compiled their views in this report.
The 8th-day International Craft Fair captivated thousands of visitors across the country and beyond. SIAC 2024 left visitors in awe and appreciation of the various work of art displayed.
It's been exciting so far. The rich cultural diversity that we have in Cameroon is being represented here. We have seen the different types of things that is almost like a miniature of Cameroon and Africa in general.
Some other people who happened to be visiting the exhibition site for the first time were amazed by what they saw.
What really caught my attention is the stand of products made in Cameroon. I also loved the display of the different regions. It's my first time being to this type of events. I decided alongside friends to see beautiful things of Cameroon and out of the country.
voir ce qui se fait de beau au pays et à l'extérieur.
With most of the exercise done in the rain, the public, though interested, found it difficult to follow the regional displays as expected.
I think next time the organizers need to take into consideration the atmospheric change. All the cultural display will be done under the rain.
SIAC has run for 8 days and left various impressions on both the exhibitors and visitors.
The 22nd edition of the 8 Free Holidays campaign will be launched this Wednesday at the headquarters of the African Synergy in Yaoundé at 11 a.m. during a ceremony to be co-chaired by the Minister of Public Health, Manaoda Malachi, and the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso. This year's event is packed on the theme, No to Moral Deviances and Deprivation, Yes to 8 Free Future. Meanwhile, 175 youths in Yaoundé have been equipped with skills and key messages for the prevention of HIV and AIDS ahead of the campaign. Trained by African Synergy, a Pan-African organization established by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, to fight against AIDS and suffering, the peer educators and their counterparts nationwide intend to, among other activities, screen at least 40,000 people for HIV and viral hepatitis B during the AIDS Free Holidays campaign. Ayimbile.
They are 15 to 24 year olds from Cameroon and beyond with a mission, all inspired by the First Lady of Cameroon to ensure healthy lives for youths in the country.
Mochung Therese, 18 years old. I've always been interested in anything medical, and I've realized that these days the young generation are engaging themselves in some risky behaviors that has dangerous effects on them.
And 3 weeks of intense training by the African Synergy has now equipped the young people to become peer educators on STDs and HIV/AIDS.
Romeo Mbugan Meji. We learn about communication skills, the qualities of a good peer educator, such as the competence to be dynamic, to be engaged. That is, you adapt the language which you are using depending on the person that is in front of you.
Sensitization for youths by youths with a target of 3.5 million young people, meticulously designed by Mrs. Chantal Biya and her team. Carol Tege is an international consultant with the African Synergy.
Youth of today are attached on social media, and we are facing it during this training because some of them, to be focused on what the teacher is saying, they are out and be chatting on Facebook or TikTok, and some are even doing selfies. Those who were doing that were sent out of the training, and we are going to follow them even on the field, because if they are not concentrate, they will not tell the message of Madame Chantal Biya.
Started in 2003 by Mrs. Chantal Biya, the AIDS Free Holidays campaign, which this year comes with a rallying cry against deviant behavior, has become for the Cameroon government a key instrument for HIV prevention and screening.
Still in health, the Minister of Public Health will today in Yaoundé launch an evaluation workshop on national legislation relating to international health regulations, IHR. The event at United Hotel kicks off at 9 a.m. What it takes to boost the efficiency of companies involved in the construction of public infrastructure amidst several challenges, as well as their responsibilities in the award of public contracts, among other sub-themes, will be at the center of a meeting to be chaired today by the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ganunjomise, in Yaoundé. It will be a forum for engineers from companies and technical consulting firms in the public works sector to scout new ways of addressing the problems limiting them from obtaining optimal results in road investment initiatives. The meeting falls in line with part of the ministry's 2020-2030 national strategy quota to transform the public works sector into a driver of wealth. And in news out of the country, the Central African Republic has become the latest country in the Central African subregion to declare an outbreak of the monkeypox virus. Infections have spread to the capital, Bangui, after being restricted to rural areas. Health Minister Pierre Somse says some families are hiding infected relatives due to stigma, thus increasing the risk to others. Cases of the highly infectious disease have recently been detected in Rwanda and Burundi, while a new strain has been spreading in the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci, Patience.